Syria's insurgents aren't the only ones who think the prospect of a U.S. intervention is now very remote at best. George Packer, a staff writer for The New Yorker, is calling U.S. military strikes essentially a lost cause. Packer is the author of The Assassin's Gate, America in Iraq, and more recently, The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America. We asked him if he's hearing echoes of Iraq in the most recent debates on intervention in Syria.
My first thought was the old quote from Marx, the first time is as tragedy and the second time is farce. And this is a little bit farcical, except that there are so many people dead in Syria. But in Washington, it seems a bit farcical. There's a lot of dots to connect. And I think the most important one is that the American public and Congress simply have no stomach for even the unbelievably small, to quote Secretary Kerry's phrase, military action that the administration is proposing. They've just been hit in the face with overwhelming rejection, as Prime Minister Cameron was, and that is a direct result of the what's happened in the 12 years since September 11th, 2001.
No stomach for it, and do you think perhaps also that the United States is just kind of fatigued with, in quotation marks, all that stuff that's going on outside our borders?
I think the Middle East just looks like a flaming swamp right now. And Americans see that and think this is not our problem. This is far away. This is unbelievably complicated. And it's just intractable and unresolvable. And nothing we do, and certainly nothing in the form of Tomahawk missiles, is going to sort it out. So why should we get pulled in again? I think Iraq especially, and Afghanistan as well, was such an incredibly searing experience. And that's a direct line to the terrible trouble President Obama is having in getting Americans to think chemical weapons is something else. This is something that we can't tolerate. Instead, Americans are saying we have to tolerate it because we just can't get involved. It always turns out badly for us when we wade into these overseas conflicts that we don't understand.
And what about you, George? I mean, you were a supporter of the Iraq War back in 2002, 2003, fair to say?
I was pretty ambivalent, but I think on the day of the invasion, I wanted Saddam out more than I wanted the U.S. out. Yeah.
So what's your thinking now about a military strike in Syria? Do you come back to any of the same arguments?
I think that the principle of an international norm over chemical weapons is pretty powerful. And in this case, what we have is clear evidence, which we did not have in 2002 and 2003. But the problem I see, and the reason why I haven't been able to say, yes, do it full-heartedly, is because I don't know what happens after. There's no plan for the day after the last day of the bombing. It seems that we make a statement, and who knows how effective that statement will be if it's as small and as tailored and as telegraphed in such a tortured way as this one would be. And the day after, the killing goes on. And I would prefer that the Obama administration, if they're going to say, let's get involved in the Syrian civil war, which this would mean, we would be involved, that they then had a strategy for how to end that war. And so in a sense, it's a statement that seems to have more to do with our feeling that we've done something than with the actual results in Syria.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like got to do something has become a mantra of late. You know, when I think of that moment when George W. Bush climbed atop the ruins of the World Trade Center 3 days after 9/11 and announced, "The people who knocked these buildings down will hear us real soon." And indeed, in Afghanistan, they did, and in Iraq, an extension of that later. That's something of a real contrast with the cautious steps the Obama administration is making on attacking Syria and the tone he took last night. What does all this tell us about the role of America in the world today and how that's changed over the last 10 years?
Well, I think Obama is the right president for this moment, in the sense that Americans and their representatives don't want grand statements backed up by blind acts involving military force. And Obama is an extremely careful and nuanced thinker, and perhaps too nuanced for a moment that calls for something closer to clarity and consistency and resolve. When you're committing the armed force of the United States to military action, you can't be thinking out loud and airing all the complexities of it, because it undermines people's confidence in you. And George Bush, you know, was a simplistic and simplifying man who at that moment after 9/11 sort of told Americans what they needed to hear and wanted to hear at that moment. And they rewarded him with re-election in the middle of a losing war. So in a sense, we have the president for the moment now, and we had the president for the moment then. And I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I'm not saying they reflect a positive course of action, but they're sort of what the American people have willed into being at those two distinct moments separated by 12 years.
You've written that you think the chances of missile strikes on Syria are now less than 1 in 10. Why do you think that?
Because I think Obama has been handed exactly what he needed, which is a way not to have to take an unwilling country, an unwilling Congress into a war. Once he declared that he would go to Congress, and once congressmen start hearing from their constituents, it was a terrible trap he had set for himself. What was he going to do if they voted no, which seemed likely? Was he going to go ahead and do it anyway? That would be pretty perilous politically. And this gives him a way out, and that's what he wanted. So this speech last night probably shouldn't have been given at all. They should have gone about the business that they want to do now, which is to negotiate in Geneva with the Russians so that everyone can save face and get out of this without any more disaster. But that leaves cold comfort for the Syrians. The idea of international control over Syria's chemical weapons arsenal, which is improbable, is also beside the point for most Syrians who are caught up in the country's war.
George Packer, staff writer for The New Yorker. He's the author of The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America. George, great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.